wrong phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Lady Mark.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, Mark. It's Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. We're giving you a call in regards to the online inquiry you made. You know, to look into the Scottish redress scheme?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's just a quick call to give you an understanding about, you know, what we can do with that and obviously let you know what you're entitled to. And just generally get the case set up for you, Mark. Okay. So just bear with me 2 seconds there, pal, because I just need to go for a few questions with you. And we'll get this sorted out straight away for you. Just bear me a second. Where is it? There we go. Okay, just bear me a second there, Mark. For a moment. So, Mark, just to confirm there, I've got your name on the system, Mark. It's coming up as Mark McCormack. Is that correct?
It is.
Yep, fantastic, Mark. Let's get that down for you. So, Mark McCormack. We've also got an email address for you, Mark Cormack. Mark, but then it's all Mark, isn't it? It's MRAKOMRACK at yahoo.co.uk. Is that right?
That's right.
Yep, perfect. And, of course, your mobile number, Mark, the one I'm calling you on today, yeah?
It does.
Great stuff. So, Mark, can you just confirm for me your date of birth, please, pal?
Here before we go any further.
Yeah.
See where I was?
Yep.
Where I was a Young Offenders Institute.
Yeah, that should be okay. Just bear with me 2 seconds, right. Mark. Let me just check that for you, okay? Don't be a second, pal.
No bother.
1 second, pal. Making sure for you, Mark. That's okay, so don't worry about that. You were under 18 at the time, Mark. Is that correct?
I was under 18, mate, aye.
Okay, perfect. So, could start by taking your date of birth, please, Mark.
Yep, the 17th of May. 1970.
Yep. Perfect. And just your door number and the postcode where you're living at the moment, Mark.
It's number 46.
Yep.
And it's G for Gordon. 75.
Yep.
O Echo Lima.
Perfect. No problem there, pal. That's coming up as Livingstone Drive, is that correct?
That's the one, mate.
And it's number 46, you say, yeah?
That does.
Yep, fantastic, Mark. Now, there's some questions I'm going to ask you now, Mark. It's in regards to, like, family members and such in a moment. This is just when we do look at your records, it finds you a lot easier because, you know, if we go to them and say, we've got Mark McCormack here, there's probably thousands, maybe, you know, maybe even a lot more.
Yep, that's cool, mate. That's all right.
Okay. So have you ever been known, first of all, by any other names at all, Mark?
No.
Nope. Perfect. Good stuff. And who is your local GP surgery at the moment, Mark?
It's what's it called? Louise Simmons, and it's Hunter Louise. Health Centre.
Hunter Health Centre, did you say?
Yep.
Let's have a look. Is that on Andrew Street in Glasgow?
That's the one.
Hunter Community Health Centre. Perfect. So let's get that down for you. So let's get the address down as well. So Andrew Street, Glasgow. Okay.
Yep.
And how old are you at the moment, Mark? Are you 56 at the moment?
I'm 56 in May.
That's not a problem. And Mark, what was your parents' names? Or what are the names, sorry?
Georgina McCormack.
Yep.
And Francis McCormack.
Francis McCormack. Perfect. And where did you live before you went into the Young Offenders Institute?
I was in London at the time.
You was. No problem.
I went down to London at 15 to be with my dad.
Yep.
And I came back, and I had to come back up the road to go to court.
Yep.
Then no I get worries. To jail.
Okay. Let's get that down for you, Mark. That's no problem. Okay. And have you got any brothers or sisters there, Mark?
Yep, I've got a brother.
Yep. And what's his name, pal?
Stu McCormack.
Stu?
You,
yep, that's all right. Perfect, pal, no problem. What authority were you cared under, pal? Was it Glasgow?
Say that again, mate.
What local authority would you have been under at the time? Was it Glasgow, do you reckon?
No, East Kilbride. South Lanarkshire. East Kilbride District Council or South Lanarkshire?
South Lanarkshire, probably. That's fine. And how old was you when you went into the Young Offenders Institute?
16 or 17. 16. I wasn't 18 when I get out. I wasn't 18 yet when I get out.
Okay. And do you know what the establishment was called?
Yeah, Glen Oakles. Glen Oakles, the North Enders Institute.
Okay, that's fine. Mark, do you have to ask this question? I hate asking it, but do you have to
that's
ask
all right.
It?
Listen, mate. Listen. Yeah. You ask whatever you want, mate.
Yep, so the next question, Mark, is if you're not here in a year's time, so say, for example, God forbid it, say something happened to you and you aren't here to get your payment, who would you like the money to go to, Mark?
Shay McCormack.
Shay McCormack. Do you have a telephone number for Shay?
Yes, I have, but I'll not be able to get it the new while I'm on my phone.
Yeah, no, we can get that at a later date, then no problem. Let's put that down for you. Can't provide whilst on call. No problem. Okay, and would you like to put Shay's your supporting statement contact? So just basically, if we need a witness character from anybody, would it be that person?
No witness. I don't want anything be involved in any of this. I'll put my brother.
Yeah, what's his name, Tom?
Hugh McCormack.
Hugh McCormack. I should have already known that. I already asked him a month ago. Apologies.
That's all right. That's cool, man. That's all right.
No worries. What was the reason why you actually went into the Young Offenders Institute, Mark?
For assault.
Okay, no problem. It's fine. Okay, Mark, so this is the next step now. So this is your statement. Now, if you do need to take any time, let me know. But this is just so what happened while you was in the institute, really. So when I was placed into Glen Hopewell's... Oops, come here a second. Glen Hopewell's, the abuse I suffered was... So what kind of things were you going through, Mark, while you was in there?
Physical and mental abuse.
Would they hit you and stuff, or restrain you?
What's that?
Would you like hit you on the head and stuff?
Yep, I was assaulted numerous times. I was in solitary confinement for 5 months.
Yep. And was it the staff who was doing this to you?
Yep, staff that were doing it to us. One of the SOs. The SOs started it. Then they planted a weapon on me. Then I get carved. I get taken up to the governor. I get taken into the digger. Then I refuse to come out. I refused to commit a solitary confinement because of what had happened to me.
Yep.
And there was also two other inmates that the same stuff was happening to. There was three years that they were doing it to.
So three of you, yeah? Three of us.
Yep.
Okay. Now, one thing we do need with this claim, and one of us we do start it for them, would be photo ID and proof of address. Now, I've noticed you don't use WhatsApp on your mobile phone, do you, Mark? You know, WhatsApp messenger?
No, I don't.
You don't? Are you able to send attachments via email? Are you comfortable with your phone, pal?
I'll send emails, they bother me.
Perfect. So just to confirm, Mark, the email I've got is MarkOrMack. It's just Mark or Mark, isn't
that's
it?
That's cool. Mark or Mac, that's it. That's it.
Just making sure. Because your second name is obviously different. I'll make sure I get it right there for you.
Because
what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a quick email over, which you can reply to, Mark. Which where we get the ID from, basically. So just give me a sec. Let me just get the email sent to you. Now, Mark, anything else was happening while you were in the homes? Anything else at all? So anything you want to add to your statement at all?
No, that was that. There's just so much that went on, mate. So I would need to, do you know what I mean? It'd need to be a long... It'd be a couple of hours, man, to tell you the stories that went on.
No, of course, I can imagine. So when you're in there at that time as well, they shouldn't really be treating you like that. I mean, if you're a 16-year-old lad as well...
No, listen. See what I was in there for? What I was in there for, they were doing to me.
Yeah, no, that's it. It's not going to really rehabilitate you, is it, you know, at the end of the day.
Aye, that's the one. Here, what they were doing to me was grown men torturing me.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
No,
do you know what I mean? So, what they done to me was worse than what I was in there for.
I was only
15. I was 15, 14 and 15 when my charges were against me. And what they actually done, the prosecutor Fisco actually waited till I was 16 so that they could put me in prison because of what the things I had done when I was 14 and 15. So I should have been taken to the children's panel for all the things I had done when I was a child.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, that's it. You know,
see, the thing is, mate, everyone knows the Institute, the, here, half the screws in there were absolute monsters, right? But the thing is, I met three officers in there who were amazing people.
Yeah. So they actually try helping you, basically.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. I've got three, right? So think about it. That's 1986 and 1987. I've got three screws in there that I still remember the names of, mate, right? But here, yeah. they were the only good ones.
No, that's good. You remember. Go on, Spence.
Aye. That's the ones here. Malky Gant drove the bedlock, and there was a big jobby screw. I can't remember his name, who was a Royal Navy guy. And they three were brilliant to us. They actually looked after us, and they knew that we were children.
Yeah. So the reason obviously you remember the good ones is because they had a positive impact on you, obviously, in the dark time.
Of course, that's the one.
So they actually helped you through it, really, if anything.
Yep.
It's good that you got people like that, but they shouldn't all be like that, really. You know, you're in prison for a crime.
Listen, mate, see that institute? See the amount of people that killed themselves in there?
You can imagine.
Right?
Happens a lot.
So it's all on record. It's all on record. Everyone knows about that place. I just see the other day, I'm on Facebook and it came up, and I've been trying to get my mate who was sexually abused. I've been trying to get him, cause how much it's impacted our lives. I've been trying to get him. When I seen it coming up, I went, here, listen, and I've been getting on him for about 3 years, him and his wife. But then I seen that because you were, when you're under 18, you can still put a claim in, and I went, oh, no way, I didn't know that.
No, of course you can. So you can put a claim in, even if it's just mental abuse. So even if they're just, you know, being very mean to you, like obviously calling you names
See everyone that was in that place.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I know what my record's going to be like in there.
Yeah.
Right? Because see, the thing is, nobody, we get barbed through there. They put our names down saying, never send these people back here.
Yeah.
Right? We weren't allowed to get back there because nobody had ever stayed in solitary confinement for that amount of time. The governor was trying to get us to come out of solitary confinement over Christmas and things. And we were like, we're not getting back up there. You know, that's the one. That's it.
Because like I say, if you're in solitary confinement, you've got a bit of peace and quiet, especially if that's happening from the out of there.
Of course.
It tells a lot about what someone's going through, though, if they're willing
to confinement. See when you're in there. See when you're in here, they're fucking monsters, mate. Here, I'm a man now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They people here, all children should be protected. They people are fucking monsters.
Normally the case in those kind of places. I think they all
of course, man, you know that. See, the thing is, my empathy now for people. See, when I meet somebody, I know straight away what they're fucking like.
No, of course. You can tell.
And see that place? That place caused that.
No, I can imagine,
that
Mark.
That place caused that. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's it, pal. So, Mark, what I need you to do now, we've got your statement, we've got all the details we need in regards to the claim. If you can open up your email, because all I need you to do now, Mark, is take a picture of your photo ID and just a letter from where you live. So,
okay.
The photo ID can be, what you best do, Mark, really.
I'll do my passport.
Yeah.
I'll do my passport and I'll do a gas or electricity bill.
That's perfect. With the letter, though, Mark, it does need to be dated in the last 3 months, okay?
Right, that's cool, mate. No worries.
Perfect. So when we come off the call, Mark, if you like, I'll give you a call back in 10 minutes, see how you're getting on with it. But all you need to do is
I just need to know if I've got a bill in the last. Yeah. I should have the last 3 months, right? I'll have a look, but I'm not sure if I will have one the last 3 months, but I probably have.
No, if I can take any letter whatsoever, it can be any letter whatsoever. Okay, it doesn't need to be a bill. It can be. Yeah, no worries. So what I'll do, Mark, I'll leave that with you, but I'll give you a call back in 10 minutes to see how you're getting on with it. Okay.
That's cool. All right.
No worries, Mark. I'll speak to you in 10 pounds.
Right, nice one, mate. Thanks a lot. Bye.
£2.
Bye.